Jim Field, and this is your Nishna Valley. Flying solo here this weekend. Stacy a little bit under the weather, so you'll just have to deal with me here this weekend. Well, hope you're enjoying the nicer weather we've had for the last couple of days now. Week didn't start off much. It started off kind of like the last couple of weeks ended. Rainy, a little chilly. We haven't had much of a spring so far in the roughly 5 or 6 weeks since we had the first day of spring last month. We really haven't seen a whole lot that really looks much like spring, at least not what we've come to expect. Last year we had a pretty nice spring, a lot of activity out in the field. Starting to see more here now as folks get the some of that soil to dry out a little bit up on top and get a chance to get out and start working out in the fields. And it's good to see some of the outdoor activity. Boy, this last couple of days, Friday, even Saturday, I noticed quite a few folks out on the golf courses here in the area. So a lot of folks starting to get out, do a little jogging, a little bike riding, all kinds of different things here once the weather starts to get a little bit more user-friendly for those of us that like to get outside and play around a little bit once in a while. It's also been a nice time, too, to get a little bit of that yard work done, too. That grass greened up in a hurry here this spring and really saw a lot of activity over the last couple, 3 days or so as a lot of folks have gotten out and maybe gotten that first mowing of the season in too. So, yeah, guess what? It's that time of the year again as well. Well, you know, when we start to think of the nicer weather, one of the things that I've noticed a lot of folks doing here the last few days was getting out and riding their bicycles. It's nice to see that kind of activity again. Folks feeling comfortable enough in the out-of-doors. You know, lately it's not so much been that it's been too cold to ride a bike. That's been part of it. I think part of it for some of those folks is, though, that, you know, you really don't want to ride your bike too far away from home because, well, let's face it, it seems like the cloudy weather was always hovering over us. And if you get too far away from home, of course, you don't want to get stuck in that rainstorm. So folks are finally able to feel comfortable enough to get out, move around a little bit. So I hope this continues, although it is supposed to get a little rainy again come this next week and then cool off a little bit, too, after a few nice warm days in the 70s. So we'll see how that plays out as this next week moves along. But while you can think about it anyway, bikes and walking and hiking and all those kinds of things, the Nishna Valley Trails Association is holding a Bike and Trails Expo, which is coming up this Monday evening, April 29th. That'll be at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Now, the doors will open up at 6 o'clock, and there'll be plenty of different vendors and some different setups there, too. Vendors, trail-related organizations, they'll be showcasing their different contributions to recreational trails. So you'll have a chance to check out some of those types of things, maybe learn a little bit, pick up a few things you might need as well. There'll be some informational displays and a bicycle show as well. And when you register at the door, adults and kids alike also can enter for door prizes, including bicycles and biking accessories. Now, the doors open at 6, and then the program will begin at 7 o'clock. There'll be some refreshments there as well. Now, the keynote speaker for that event Monday night will be Brian Leaders. Brian is a regional planner with the National Park Service out of Omaha, and he's done extensive work on trails, and he's going to talk a lot about trail development efforts in southwest Iowa and the potential benefits to families and the local communities as well. I know the Nishna Valley Trails Group has desperately been trying to get the T-Bone Trail connected from northeast of Atlantic, where it ends, down into Atlantic so that Atlantic and all the communities in between can be connected up through Audubon through the T-Bone Trail, which would be very nice. But they've run into a bit of a stumbling block there, too, because their route also included some right-of-way that they needed from the Iowa Interstate Railroad, and in one area at least, that has been denied. So they're going to have to work a little harder and a little differently to figure out how to get that trail through. So if you want to learn an update on that and some of the other activities and developments and share some of your own thoughts about all this, too, you might want to go to that event coming up again this Monday night, April 29th, the Nishna Valley Trails Association Bike and Trails Expo at the Cass County Community Center. Doors opening at 6 and the program getting underway at 7 o'clock. That'll be a family event. So anybody who has any input on that or would just like to learn more is most certainly welcome to attend that event. So a lot of nice things going on there, too. You know, speaking of the outdoors, a lot of folks are, over the last couple of days, looking around their homes and their places there and maybe getting some ideas about what they might be able to do as far as maybe some landscaping, maybe a couple extra trees here and there, whether it's for shade or decoration or for whatever reason. But there is an event coming up here in Cass County very soon, here in just about a week or so, that'll give you an opportunity to pick up some trees at a very reasonable price. It's a program called Operation Relief, R-E-L-E-A-F. They're going to try to throw some new trees up around some of the areas. It's been a popular program through the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Forestry Bureau. It's a residential tree planting program. It helps to promote long-term energy and natural resource conservation. Alliant Energy is involved in helping to fund that, and it's worked through, locally, the Cass County Extension and Outreach. So through that program, Alliant Energy residential customers can purchase these high-quality landscaping trees for only $25 each. Typically, these trees would retail for between $65 and $125. Now, you do need to get an advanced order in if you want to make sure you can get something that you like. Now, what you need to do, everybody is limited to an advanced purchase of 2 trees per household. So if there are more trees available on that day, then they will allow folks to be able to purchase more at that time. But you can get those order forms online, and the easiest place to do that would be to go through the Cass County Extension and Outreach. You can go on their website as well and see what's involved there, too, because you can fill these applications out online. Now, what you do is you go in there and you just, you're going to pick out. They have several different varieties of trees. Now, trees that will be involved in the Atlantic distribution, for example. The different places around the state have different trees that are available. And in Atlantic, what they're finding is a recent tree survey done here for Atlantic finds about 40% of the trees here are maples, followed by ash trees at about 16%. So the DNR would like to give some more variety. So in Atlantic, the species that will be available will include the American hornbeam, the American linden, American sentry, the bur oak, the eastern redbud, hackberry, the Kentucky coffee tree, the serviceberry autumn brilliance, and thornless honey locust skyline. Now, all those shade trees are going to be somewhere between 6 and 9 feet tall, and they'll be in these 5 to 7 gallon containers. And any conifers will be 2 to 3 feet tall, roughly. So you want to make sure, probably bring a pickup truck. A car probably isn't going to handle these going home. But all trees that are purchased, all these trees that are up for sale, were purchased through a bidding process, helping to promote local nurseries across the state. So that's another benefit as well. Now, in addition, the district forester, Lindsay Barney, will discuss ways to avoid common mistakes that often result in dead trees during that distribution. So that'll happen during the course of that time. It's a 45-minute workshop that'll cover all kinds of different types of issues. So there are lots of advantages to planting some of those yard trees. They decrease household heating and cooling costs, help to increase property values. Also, they decrease stormwater runoff. And also, of course, the beauty and personal enjoyment you get from having those trees as well. Now, the event in Atlantic will be at the Cass County Fairgrounds on May the 4th, and that will be from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And at 9 o'clock that morning, they'll have that program that you can participate in as well. So mark that on your calendar and get those ordered. Get the pre-orders in ahead of time to make sure that you get a chance to get something that you're really going to like for that area. So make sure you do that here soon. Now, we do have some other things going on here around the Nishna Valley here in the coming days. Let's get a look at some of the events and activities. Coming up on Sunday, April 28th, this Sunday, the Marnie Mason's Country Lunch will be held at the Marnie Fire Station from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. They serve a variety of soup, sandwiches, pies, and beverages, $6 for adults, $3 for children 10 and under. Also this Sunday, April 28th, the AHST Spring Strength and Conditioning Program, combined with the Viking Booster Club, will have their first ever spring showcase from noon to 6 p.m. Now, the showcase is an opportunity for them to showcase the student-athletes of AHST to the families, friends, school, and communities. They're hosting the event to raise some money for the Strength and Conditioning Program. There's a lift-a-thon that'll be going on, and that'll be sponsored by a number of folks. You can also get in on that. But again, noon until 6 this Sunday, April 28th, at the AHST High School. Also, the Griswold Community Choir will perform their spring cantata called The Family of God at the Griswold United Methodist Church. That's this Sunday, April 28th at 2 p.m. This will be the choir's only performance, so you won't want to miss it. After the performance, they'll host a coffee, cookie, and fellowship time as well. It's free. Everyone is welcome to attend. Also coming up this next week, Peace Haven Prairie's annual May Day Breakfast will be held on Wednesday, May 1st from 8:30 to 10 a.m. at the Peace Haven Dining Room in Walnut. It's presented by the Peace Haven Women's Auxiliary. Now, next weekend, some activities going on Saturday, May 4th. The Cass County Master Gardener's Annual Plant Sale will be held on that day. Starts at 8 o'clock in the morning and will be at the in Atlantic at the Cass County Community Center. So they want you to come early. The plants will sell quickly. The Griswold Methodist United Methodist Church will have their annual May breakfast on Saturday, May 4th at 9:30 a.m. This year, the theme is Celebrating God's Creations. The featured speaker is Deb Carwall, a naturalist at Montgomery County Conservation Board at the Wolf Nature Center, Anderson Conservation Area. So you can come in and enjoy a morning of good food, music by Lisa Buchanan and Emily Kennedy, and pictures of Mr. Bergstrom's trip around the country as well. Also coming up next Saturday, the nationally acclaimed video event Stepping Up will be coming to Atlantic at the Atlantic Community Center. Now, the doors open at 8:30 a.m. and the event begins at 9 and will run until late in the afternoon. A light breakfast and a lunch will be provided with your admission. Tickets are $12 if you get them in advance and $15 at the door, and a $15 workbook is optional and it's available as well, but you have to order in advance. So if you or someone you know would like to attend, but cost is an issue, there are also some scholarships available. You can get a hold of Jeremy Butler here in Atlantic if you'd like to know more. Tickets are also available in Atlantic at Geis Perry Jewelry, Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, and at the United Church of Christ for that Stepping Up event. Also coming up this next Saturday, the 4th of May, the Hitchcock House Spring Pioneer Festival will be held at the Hitchcock House, 6 miles south of Atlantic, a mile and a half west of Lewis, from 1 to 4 p.m. So you'll have an opportunity to visit the National Historic Landmark, the Hitchcock House, and see many of the skills and crafts that people of the late 1800s used in their daily lives. There'll be rope making, candle dipping, tin punching and wood carvings, apple cider press, butter churning, and much more in the old barn. Now, this festival will be held rain or shine, and families are encouraged to come and share the day together as they may have in the 1880s. There's a $5 fee also for the tour of the Hitchcock House. Now, all the activities in the barn are free of charge. Donations to the Hitchcock House will be accepted. This is sponsored by the Cass County Conservation Board, by Hy-Vee, Fairway, Capels, all here in the area. So that's the Hitchcock House Pioneer Spring Festival coming up soon. St. John's United Church of Christ will be holding a bake sale, and that'll be coming up here very soon as well, as they will be on Saturday, May the 4th. That'll be coming up here very quickly, so you'll have a chance to enjoy that also. That's coming up again Saturday, May the 4th, starting at 9 a.m. Salad luncheon will be served from 11 to 5, and that'll be for $5. And then there'll also be a raffle for the centerpieces. All those proceeds go towards St. John's Church Kitchen Fund, and everyone is welcome to attend. Also on Saturday, May the 4th, a moped safety class will be held. That'll be at 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Farm Bureau Insurance Building in Atlantic. Now, the cost is $40. You can call 243-6343. If you'd like more, or to get yourself registered for that. Also coming up on Sunday, May the 5th, the Adair County Historical Society Chicken and Biscuits Dinner will be held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Adair County Historical Museum in Greenfield. That menu includes chicken and biscuits with all the trimmings, along with dessert. Admission is $8 for adults, $5 for children ages 5 to 12, and children under 5 years old are admitted for free. A little further down the line, though, but on Saturday, May 11th, the benefit dinner and auction will be held for Gene Eblen. That'll be at 5 p.m. at the Walnut Legion Hall. Jogging for Gene, 5K fun run and walk will be held previous to the dinner. Gene recently had to have both legs amputated due to complications from diabetes. Proceeds and donations will go toward modifications to their home to help make it more accessible. And donations can be made by contacting Downey Bauer Kemper, Angie Mitchell, Daryl Stamp, Brett Peterson also, if you'd like to get a hold of those folks in the Walnut area. If you'd like to mail a donation, also you can send it to the Walnut Fire and Rescue Association, care of Gene Eblen, P.O. Box 778, Walnut, Iowa, 51577. Or you can give it to any Walnut Fire personnel. A fund has also been set up at Rolling Hills Bank and Trust in Walnut for that event. Also, one that's a little further down the line, but we want to throw this in for you as well. The 2013 Riverside School graduates are invited to be guests at the Oakland Riverside Alumni Banquet, which is coming up on May 25th at the Carson Community Building. They ask you to contact Terry and Wanda Hummel for guest tickets. Doors open at 5:30, serving at 6:30, and then following the meal, the program will include recognition of the honored classes, the Honored Alumni Award, entertainment, and a cash drawing. Tickets may be purchased at both Oakland Banks and the Oakland Pharmacy, and tickets can also be reserved by getting a hold of Terry and Wanda Hummel if you'd like to know more about that. So that's a little further down the road, but it takes a little planning there too, so you may want to be thinking about that as we get a little bit closer to that event here down on May 25th. Let's look at some of the events and activities going on here around the area in the coming days. We'll take a short break, and I'll be back with more stuff for you here in our program right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
And I got some more stuff going on here in the coming days as well here in the Nishna Valley. If you'd like to get a chance to get out and enjoy some things. Actually, this Sunday, April the 28th, the Knights of Columbus Omelette Breakfast will be held in Audubon at the St. Patrick's Parish Center. That'll be from 8 a.m. until noon. The public is invited to attend in support of the humanitarian event. A free will offering is asked for those who might come by. 100% of the proceeds will go to the FFA Haiti humanitarian trip. Again, that's the Knights of Columbus Omelette Breakfast. It's this Sunday, April 28th, at the St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon, 8 a.m. until noon. Just asking for your free will offering if you'd like to attend that event. Also, some other things coming up here very soon. This Sunday, April 28th, the First United Methodist Church will host a pancake breakfast at the church in Harlan, 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. They're serving pancakes and fixins along with sausage and beverages. A free will offering will benefit the Imagine No Malaria Fund. And that's, again, the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pancake breakfast this Sunday, April 28th, 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the church. That's located at 1202 9th Street in Harlan. Also coming up this Tuesday, April 30th, the American Red Cross will hold a blood mobile in Portsmouth from noon until 6 p.m. at the Portsmouth Community Center. Now, if you'd like to schedule an appointment, you can get a hold of Dora May at 743-5980. Walk-ins, though, are always welcome, and, of course, they always need that. Portsmouth Blood Mobile, the American Red Cross. Again, that's this Tuesday at the Portsmouth Community Center, noon until 6 p.m. You know, also this coming week is Soil and Water Conservation Week, April 28th through May 5th, and a lot of different soil and water conservation offices are holding events. One of those in Shelby County, they'll be hosting an open house this Tuesday, April 30th, from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. at the Shelby County Soil and Water Conservation District offices in Harlan. They'll be serving coffee and cookies, and they just joined this week in focusing on stewardship on natural resources. So we depend on the soil for food and fiber and fuel, and so we need to protect it. So they're going to have an open house. Again, that's Tuesday, April 30th, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. if you'd like to stop on by. In fact, it might not be a bad idea, no matter where you live, to stop in and say hi and thank the folks at the Soil and Water Conservation District officers for the work that they do, along with local farmers and producers here in the area. Also, some other things coming up here very soon. The Minden, Iowa Gun Show is coming up, the spring version of the gun show, coming up on Friday, May the 3rd, Saturday, May the 4th, and Sunday, May the 5th. Now, this will be held at the Minden Community Building. It's on the west side of the town of Minden by the ballpark. Concessions will be available by the Minden Community Club. So it's your chance to buy, sell, trade, or browse. I'll have guns, knives, ammo, cowboy memorabilia, Western collectibles, coins, and much more. Jim Wymore is the person who's organizing. You can contact him with 712-621-8026 if you'd like more information. There'll also be a gun raffle for that event. Admission is $6, and the hours are Friday, May 3rd from 4 until 9 p.m., Saturday, May 4th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Sunday, May 5th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. So if you'd like to know more, contact Jim. Otherwise, stop on by. Lots of stuff to be seen and to be had at the Minden, Iowa Gun Show. Also coming up here on Saturday, May the 4th, the city of Messina has decided it's time to clean things up. So they're going to have a citywide cleanup day in Messina, Saturday, May 4th from 6:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. All residents are encouraged to participate in a cleanup opportunity. And if you'd like more information, just contact the folks at City Hall, and they do wish you a happy cleaning. Again, that's Saturday, May the 4th, the Messina Citywide Cleanup Day that'll be going on. Now, another series of events that'll be going on here as we get closer and closer to Tivoli Fest 2013. In fact, they already have the royalty. Janice and Larry Fagin of Elkhorn were the royalty. They were elected by the community April 1st and crowned at the Better Elkhorn Club Spring Banquet on April the 8th. The Fagins have served and supported the community and their neighbors for many years, both personally and through their business, Fagin Lumber. So you'll have an opportunity to visit with them. They'll be presiding over all of the activities. Representing Tivoli Fest this year as Prince and Princess will be Justin Hansen. He's a 6-year-old son of Dan and Brenda Hansen of Kimbleton, and Katie Anderson. She's the 8-year-old daughter of Shane and Kara Anderson of Atlantic, and they were crowned at the Danish Immigrant Museum on March 25th. So we have plenty of royalty to go around for Tivoli Fest 2013, which comes up on Saturday, May 25th, and Sunday, May 26th, in the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbleton. So lots of stuff that'll be going on during the course of that time. And we'll tell you more about all that stuff as we get a little bit closer. However, it's time for folk dancing practice. If you'd like to join in all the activities, they'll be having practices for folk dancing at the Elkhorn Town Hall. Now, the children's classes will be on Wednesdays, May 1st, 8th, 15th, and 22nd. Now, for ages 5 to 11, they ask you to come at 7 p.m. 12 and older should show up at 7:30 p.m. And then the adult classes will be held on Sundays, May the 5th, 12th, 19th at 5 p.m. And you can contact Loretta Christensen if you'd like to know more about the details there. Now, the folk dancing costumes, if they're needed, they do have some available. And they do ask if you're not using yours, if you'd please return them as well. So folk dancing practice as they get ready for all of the Danish activities for Tivoli Fest at the Elkhorn Town Hall. The kids on the next 4 Wednesdays and the adults will be on the next 4 Sundays starting on May the 5th. Time to get those, well, a little bit different looking dancing shoes on for Tivoli Fest this year. Also, an event coming up here not too far down the road on May the 11th is going to be the Blue Tones Reunion Show. It's going to be a number of special guests. They'll have a night of country music for folks to stop on by the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. Now, the doors will open at 6 o'clock that night, and tickets are $10, and you don't have to worry about advance tickets. They used to sell advance, but they've decided just to go ahead and sell them at the door. So if you want to stop on by, $10 at the door, and a number of sponsors have tuned in there this time around to help offset some of the costs there, too. Now, in addition to the Blue Tones, you're going to hear special guest Randy Burke, an Atlantic native who's been making his way through the country music scene with his band, Randy Burke and the Prisoners, and also the Cash Only Band. If you like that old-time country music, you're going to have a good time. So enjoy the night. That'll be Saturday, May the 11th, the Blue Tones Reunion Show at the Cass County Community Center. Doors opening up at 6 o'clock. There'll be food, and there'll also be plenty of drinks available there as well. If you are looking to have yourself a good night, bring some friends and have a good time at the Blue Tones Reunion Show. Those are always very well attended. That's what we have for things going on here around the area in the coming days. We do have some events coming up as well. Some birthdays of note that we'd like to tell you about. Pat Callahan Peterson of Harlan will be holding her 90th birthday celebration with an open house this Sunday, April 28th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. And friends and relatives are invited to attend. If you can't make it and would still like to drop a card in the mail, you can do that. Just send it to the Elmcrest Retirement Community at 2104 12th Street. It's apartment 162 in Harlan, Iowa, 51537. So congratulations and happy birthday to Pat Callahan Peterson of Harlan, celebrating her 90th. Also, Iona Mickey Bornholt of Atlantic will be celebrating her 90th birthday with an open house hosted by her family. And that'll be coming up on Saturday, May the 4th from 1 to 4 p.m. And that's at the Atlantic Senior Citizens Center. Friends and family are invited to attend. Also, if you can't make it and would like to send a card, you may do so. Send that card to 501 West 6th Street, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. Well, we wish them a whole lot of luck, and we hope they have a great day celebrating Iona Mickey Bornholt's 90th birthday. Again, that celebration coming up on Saturday, May the 4th, 1 to 4, at the Atlantic Senior Citizens Center. So, happy birthday to Mickey Bornholt. Hope she has a great day. have a couple of anniversaries to tell you about as well. Louis and Lois Troll of Walnut will be honored at a double celebration, which will be held on Saturday, May the 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. They'll be celebrating Lois's 80th birthday along with their 60th wedding anniversary, so it's a doubly blessed day for them. They hope to have a lot of friends and family there in attendance. Again, that's Louis and Lois Troll of Walnut. They'll have their 80th birthday for Lois and also their 60th wedding anniversary celebration on Saturday, May the 4th from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. So happy birthday to Lois and happy anniversary to the Trolls. Hope they have a great day there as well. Have one other anniversary to tell you about. The family of Dale and Bonnie Tigges of Audubon will be sponsoring a card shower to help honor them for their 40th wedding anniversary. If you'd like to send a card, Dale and Bonnie Tigges can be reached at 1536 Oriel Avenue, Audubon, Iowa, 50025. And happy anniversary to Dale and Bonnie Tigges of Audubon. Hope they enjoy and have a great 40th wedding anniversary celebration. Well, those are some of the activities and things going on around the area as well. There's one other thing I wanted to throw in here before we have a chance to disappear for you here this weekend. The folks from the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, have a couple of different scholarship opportunities for youngsters to participate in. There's a patriotic audio essay competition, and this is for the Voice of Democracy. And the theme is Why I'm Optimistic About Our Nation's Future. And this is an opportunity for youngsters to get themselves an application and get that paper put together so they have an opportunity to get in on the scholarship chance. Also, the Patriots Penn Scholarship offer is What Patriotism Means to Me. And it's an essay contest. There's some pretty big prizes involved here, as much as $30,000 for the grand prize, depending upon how you do at local and regional and state competitions, things like that, national competitions. So if you'd like to participate in either one of those scholarship offers, you need to contact your local school counselor, your school guidance counselor. They all have these applications. It's a relatively short application. Then you have to write a paper along the lines with the theme that they outline for you. And then also, if you need more information, you can also get a hold of Dean Barber here in the area. You can reach him at 712-254-3208. Ron Swope here in Atlantic also can be contacted if you'd like to know more about the VFW scholarship offers. Well, that's all the time we have for you this weekend. I keep saying we. I guess that's just force of habit. I guess it's all the time I have for you, or you have for me this week. Maybe it would be a better way to put it. Stacy a little under the weather this week, so we're just filling in for her here. We wish her the very best. We'll talk to her again next week, and I'll be back next week as well for our next edition of our program. So hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the nice weather while you can. You never know how long that's going to last. This is Jim Field, and this has been your Nishna Valley.